Right now, you're making decisions from stuff you picked up along the way. And it's not even a clear, complete system. Stuff you picked here, some stuff that's ineffective, some stuff that's very effective, some things that are wonderful, some things that are terrible. And so what you get is a mixture of experiences in your life. We are going to change that. Because what we're going to do is we're going to take control of the part of you that controls all your decisions. Because, my friends, in order to make a decision, basically the brain has to do one other thing. To decide, it has to evaluate. Now, that's a big word, evaluate. But what evaluation means, it has to reason. It has to think through. It has to really resolve before it can decide. It has to go through a process. Is this going to mean more significance to my life or less significance? More certainty or less certainty? More love or less love? More variety of a good nature or more variety of a bad nature? Growth or contribution or lack thereof? Your brain is always searching for these. Pain and pleasure are the base levels of your values called certainty. Now you know it's searching for all of these. Now you may have special words in your mind that you've learned by your model of the world will lead to significance. Like for some of you, you want to achieve. That's your code word for feeling significant, which then you trigger into love and certainty. How many follow this? Say I. Other people say they want to experience total bliss, right? Or they want to ascend. That's their code word for feeling significant or connected or certain or comfortable. That's the code word you use to get to the ultimate need that you have. How many follow that? Say I. So does everyone have the same values to trying to get to those needs? We all have the same needs, but do we have the same values? Have we learned the same emotions to pursue, yes or no? Absolutely not. That's why people make different decisions. Now, some people are evaluating things in a way that makes them absolutely more effective than their peers. In a context, like some people evaluate upsets in a way where they don't get upset. Like the Fijian people, I remember one time I said, I don't see you guys ever really upset. Don't you ever get upset? I mean, don't you have problems and, you know, don't you have memories of stuff that was horrible? And he said, oh, we keep no memories of the bad times. Why would you do that? And I just looked at him and thought, you're hired. You know, why would you hang on to memories of the bad times? He said, that's silly. I said, well, what makes you happy? He said, oh, when the sun shines. And I thought, oh, okay. These Fijians love it because it's always sunny here. He said, ah, and when it rains. He said, ah, when it's cloudy because it then shields the sun. He said, plus I love the nighttime. He's got so many ways to feel good that of course he feels good, right? He has set up the game in a way that makes him evaluate life and decide to focus and feel good, uses physiology in a way that constantly puts him in a great state. And by doing that, they got cause, effect, direction, and the destination is a culture that lives an experience of immense joy, where being happy is the highest value in the culture. And so people are happy. And if you saw where many of these people live, by American standards, many of you say they're poor, but they're much richer than men. Most Americans come and you hear them start going, oh my God, this is the most amazing place. You know what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to make lots of money so I can come by here and I can buy a little piece of land and I can grow stuff on it and I can just live here. So I'm going to work for the next 15 years to do it. And the Fijians overhear these conversations sometimes and they go, well, why would you go and do all that and make all that money? Why don't you just stay and live here? And you watch these people's brains fry, but then their patterns take over and they go home. Right? It's a different world. It's a different experience.